Morning. So today I decide I'm going to start a series. I'm going to call it Self-Independent. So the reason for my series is this is going to be my New Year's resolution. So I am going to take back control, take back everything on this, in the sense of how I do things going forward in my life. I've realized that I've become self-independent, as you may have heard from my last video. So this is my New Year's resolution, where I am going to be learning to be dependent on myself to do things. It's any reason say I needed to. This is something that I want to do for myself. This is my resolution. This is something that I've looked into and realizing that I've become self-dependent on others to do things for me. And one of the things I've learned is through that process is that I have got a lot of disappointed. I have faced with letdown, and the list goes on. So I decided that if I'm depending on myself, the only person that can let me down or make me feel any ways or anything is going to be myself, because I am going to be the one that's letting myself down. I'm the one that's not going to show up. I'm the one who's not going to do what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to stop depending on people, because I've realized that the world is changing and so do I. So I have to change the world and become aware that back in the olden days, you can depend on people. And when people say to you, I'm going to do something, they're going to do it. They're going to show up and they're going to show out. But you see, nowadays when people say, hey, I'm going to come and do it, man, soon. When are you coming? Soon, man. That soon is keep on going. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that hear that broken record of people telling you soon. You hear soon so much that when you're all asleep, I'll let you sleep, yeah, here soon. But that's the thing. So one of my thing in starting this thing and this series is that I realized this yesterday. You know this saying where they say, honor thy father and thy mother and you should live longer? I've come up with this phrase that live good with your neighbor, because you never know when you might need help. And this said to be said, and I'm talking this from experience, you know already I was having problem with my snowblower, right? And I decided that I'm not gonna ask anybody for help. I'm gonna figure this thing out, which I did. But when I did figure out what the issue is, as I showed you in the previous video, it was something to do with a piece of metal that's supposed to push you're supposed to have the lever go forward and backward. I realized even though when I fixed it, it was still acting up. So I was outside shoveling my snow yesterday, and it was boxing me in my face, and the snowblower was making a weird noise. And there comes my neighbor. Thank God for him. He could have pulled his head straight like everybody has done, but he stopped. And he took the time, even though he was going to work, and he looked at the machine for me, and he adjusted everything that was adjusted, showed me what I need to do so the snow doesn't blow in my face. And he fixed it and he said, you should be good now and you're good to go. He said to me, oh, is this new? I told him it's new. I just bought it. I didn't know what I'm doing. So he said, no worries, and he showed me, and he was gone. And when I look at that, it made me realize that live good with your neighbor, because you never know when you're going to need somebody help. And that neighbor that you've been cussing out, or you've been passing every day, don't even say hi to, acting like you're better than them, you wouldn't realize that they're the same one might come and save you in the dust. So always remember, even if you don't want to be close to the neighbor, when you see them, raise a hand and say hi. Because you never know. And the other thing where I'm saying to my neighbors have been good, I have my neighbors, and when it snows, I have my neighbor two door down, no matter what, he always clean my sidewalk. He will come and clean my sidewalk, no question asked. I don't have to ask. He have done it for me from the day I moved here. The other day, I've had my other neighbor come and he shove him and he mow my driveway for me, no question asked. That's how neighbors are, very sweet people. And these are people, it's not say I go to their house and we sit down and we laugh. No, we talk when we see each other and say hi and bye. But that's where it comes down to. Live good with people. not even your neighbor. Live good with people, because you never know when you're there road and that same person with that show face and I go on like, you know, better than, and that same person, they might end up a safe, you know. But as I said, self-independence, I'm going, so have a good day.